Hey everyone, so it's morning. I woke up not that long ago and I slept like garbage because today is daylight savings time, which I think most countries in the world observe. Not most countries, a lot of countries. If you don't know what it is, it's just a stupid day where at 2 a.m. or something, all the clocks get pushed forwards an hour, and then everyone loses an hour of sleep. And then in November or something like that, all the clocks get pushed back an hour, and everyone gains an hour of sleep. It's entirely pointless and dumb. I don't know why we still do it, and it messes up my sleep every single year. So, the point of me mentioning that was last night, I couldn't really sleep. And I was super horny. So I fapped, nutted, went to sleep, woke up super disoriented because I lost an hour of sleep and I tried to gain it back artificially by sleeping an hour more, but not really sure if it did anything. And I also woke up super horny because I fapped before I went to bed. So I figured since it's morning and I'm horny and there's no one else around, for like the first time in forever, this never happens. I'm finally alone in this house. So I figured, why not just fap again? You know what I mean? No one's home, so no one's gonna hear me, so I can do whatever I want. If it sounds like I just woke up, it's because I did just wake up, like, maybe an hour ago. But yeah, I'm horny, so we're gonna fap to... I don't really know how to say this in the best way. I'm going to fap to a memory of someone very hot who at one point in time I was having sex with. I don't know if that's hot or pathetic, but this guy is like literally the hottest guy I've ever fucked. I'm not going to say when it was or like how long it lasted, or if I still know him, because then that kind of ruins the fantasy. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to give him a name. He's the only person I'm thinking about in this audio. So whenever I talk about someone, I'm just talking about him. So this guy, we'll call him Guy, was probably the most conventionally attractive person I've ever seen in my entire life. He was, like, a little bit taller than average height. He was probably, like, 5'10", so we'll just say he was 6 foot tall. He had, his hair was, like, halfway in between being brown and being a ginger. It was, like, kind of this rusty brown color. And he had, like, long hair up to his shoulders, and it was kind of curly. Like, when he grew it out, it was curly. He had this cute little nose with, like, the perfect, like, the tip of his nose was perfect. Everything about this guy was perfect. The tip of his nose was perfect. His nose bridge was perfect. He had these, like, perfectly shaped lips with, like, such a sharp, pronounced Cupid's bow. He could have been a model, honestly. He had these, like, striking brown eyes, but they weren't like completely brown. I guess they were like hazel. They were like a light brown. And he was just super hot. Like, he was just so attractive. And he was a swimmer, so he had these like nice strong shoulders. He had a nice strong back. He was just super hot. Anyways, so that's what he looked like. And I know I'm like objectifying him, but he was also a really great person. He was really nice. He was super funny. We got along really well, blah blah blah. And we had really great sex together. The only thing was, I didn't have a lot of privacy where I lived, and he also didn't have a lot of privacy where he lived, so we always had to have car sex. Car sex is okay. It's not great. It's, like, kind of uncomfortable, but it gets the job done. So the story I'm about to tell happens in a car, like most of our other sexual encounters. So he had this old beat-up car that sucked. It was this ugly little blue car. one day, I don't remember how we got there, but we found ourselves in the parking lot of a subway station. On purpose, though, like we went there to have sex, but I don't remember why. Because that's a pretty stupid place to have sex. And we could have just done it in my parking garage. But for some reason, I don't remember what we were doing. We were doing something. We were like hanging out, probably. I feel like I'm kind of confusing the stories that I'm telling. Because I can see myself in my head wearing this very specific outfit. I was wearing black leggings, and the sides were sheer, and I was wearing this blue Levi's sweater. I remember wearing that, but I think I wore that when we had sex at the park. That's another story. I think I wore that to the park. I don't think I wore that to the subway station. But I really don't remember. We had sex in so many public places, I can't really differentiate between them, but so I don't really remember what I was wearing on this day and why we went to a subway station, but we decided we were going to go to a subway station and have sex in the parking lot. So eventually we found ourselves there. When I have sex in a car, like in the back seat, I need to be on the driver's side of the back seat. I don't know why. It's like a psychological thing. I just hate being on the passenger side. I'm always on the driver's side. So Now, like, the actual sexy stuff happens and not just running my mouth. So, imagine me and him in the back seat. And before we would have sex, we would always just talk. Like, we could just talk forever. We would just talk about random things and tell random stories and make each other laugh. So I would sit beside him in the car and, like, face him. And then I'd put my legs over his lap, and then we'd just like cuddle that way. So I'd like put my arms around his neck, and we would just like cuddle and talk and like be stupid and say stupid stories. So we did some of that, and then eventually we were like, okay, we can just have sex now. So then we start making out, and like I said, he has like the most beautiful lips I've ever seen. He had the most beautiful face I've ever seen, but his lips were like the perfect shape for his face. They were like plump, but not, he didn't necessarily have big lips. They were just like plump and full and like shapely and hot. So we're making out. So he was like a super touchy-feely kind of guy, especially when we made out, that's not English, made out. Especially when we made out, he would like rub his hands like up and down my chest, like my ribs. He'd like hug me, like stroke my neck with his hand when we made out. And I'm not really a touchy-feely person when I make out with people, so I would just like put my hands on his shoulders or on his chest. I think a normal person would have like touched his hair or like put their hands in his hair, but his hair was so beautiful, I never wanted to touch it, because I never wanted to mess it up, even though I'm sure he wouldn't have minded. So, yeah, we were in the backseat of the car, making out. So, eventually, I'm assuming we stopped making out, and, he always went first, like, he always wanted to pleasure me first. Which is nice, I guess. So he pulls away first. And how he used to do it was, and this is like so hot, but I need to describe it properly. So we're like sitting beside each other in the car. And like my right arm is around his back or neck or whatever. I'm not like choking him. Like I'm like hugging him from the side. And my right leg is, like, over his leg. And then my left leg, I kind of just put, what's that thing called in the middle of the driver's seat and passenger seat where you put all your trash and coins and stuff. I put my left foot on that. And that way my legs are kind of open. And he, like, loved to tease me. And I don't really like it when people tease me, but I would let him because he was just so hot. And he had these, like, everything about him was perfect. He had these perfect hands that were, like, really big, but, like, not, like, comically large for his frame, because he had kind of a small frame. But he had really nice hands, and his fingers were so long, and oh, he was so perfect. Anyways, he really loved to tease me, and I remember he would always rub me through my panties, and it's like, it was like the hottest thing ever. And I would always be, like, so annoying and frantic just trying to get them off. But he'd be like, no, just keep them on. And he didn't want me to take them off too fast because he liked the teasing part of sex, too. And he would kiss me and, like, kiss my neck and just make me feel really good. And eventually I'd convince him to let me take my panties off. So I take them off, and getting undressed in a car is very difficult. And you have to be aware of all the people who are kind of, like, walking by you, which is, like, the worst part about having sex in public. You always need to be watching your surroundings, and he would never look out for anyone. And I would always tell him, like, look around to make sure no one's coming, because I can't, like, I'm not really looking out the window when I'm getting finger blasted in a car. So I would always tell him to look, and he would rarely pay attention to the surroundings, and then we'd always almost get caught. But I feel like he kind of liked it. I feel like he kind of didn't look on purpose, because he kind of liked the thrill of almost getting caught. I didn't. So, I don't know. Anyways, we almost got caught so many times. This is an aside story, which has nothing to do with the story I'm telling now, but I will get back to the story I'm telling now. One time, we were having sex in this same subway station, except during the day. It was like 2 p.m. and we were banging in the parking lot of the subway station. I don't know what was wrong with us. And we would have to stop all the time. But one time during this event, we were doing doggy in the backseat of a car during the day, broad daylight. Like, the subway station is busy. There are people walking back and forth. I'm not paying attention because my head is down in the car, so I physically cannot see out the window. He wasn't really paying attention, I guess, because I was really into it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh shit. And then he stops, and there's just this, like, old lady walking past the car, giggling to herself. And I know she saw us. I know she just saw his bare ass swinging in, through the window of the car, because we were doing doggy style, and I know she knew exactly what we were doing. But anyways, back to my original story. But the thing is, most people are not that observant. There have literally been people who have pulled up beside us and parked and never saw us. One time we were in my parking garage, and this lady was cleaning the garage. She came right beside us. She didn't see us at all. She didn't even look at us. So people are super unobservant. Anyways, back to my story. So we're in the backseat of the car. It's nighttime at the subway station. And now he's fingering me with his, like, beautiful long fingers. And he was so good at that. And he'd always want me to come first before he had sex. I don't really know why. Maybe it was like, I don't know, maybe he was worried I wouldn't come when we smashed, so he wanted me to come beforehand. I don't know. I always came when we had sex anyways, but he always wanted me to come when he fingered me. And he had this, like, certain way of doing it, and he would always use, like, two fingers, and he would just finger me, like, so deep, and it felt so good. So he would, like, never really pull all the way out. He would just keep, like, pushing his fingers in to, like, a spot that felt so good, and it, like, oh my god, it killed me every single time. Like, it was so good. I didn't even, like, I would forget that, like, I liked it when he used to rub my clit because it felt so good with just his fingers. Like, I just forgot that my clit existed. That's how good he was. So in like 5 minutes, I'd come, and he was so clean. He was so clean and tidy. He always had baby wipes in his car. And so I would always come, and then he'd always clean his fingers after. Always clean his fingers after. And whenever we had sex, it always followed the same pattern. So we made out, then he fingers me, and he always does the same thing next, which is he turns me around. And he was, like, so romantic, like, so appreciative, I guess. Like, I guess he kind of had a thing for, like, body worship, because he would always turn me around. Then he'd just spend, like, 5 minutes just, like, playing with my ass and appreciating it. And, like, I have a pretty nice ass, so, like, I understand, but it was just so cute of him, and he would just, like, grab it and squeeze it and rub it and tell me how nice it was and how nice my body was. And, like, I don't know, he was just so, like, I don't know, loving and, like, worshipping, I guess. So he would always do that. He would always just, like, play with my ass for, like, 5 minutes. This is a new thing that happened. So I was, like, bent over in the backseat of the car, and he was, like, playing with my ass. And then he, like, I don't know how he fit on, I don't know how he totally fit on the backseat, but he, like, kind of half laid down on the backseat. And then he put his face underneath my pussy, and then I started riding his face. I didn't even know there was space to ride someone's face in the backseat of a car. But I did it, and it was so fantastic. And honestly, at that point, someone should have put me in horny jail for being so degenerate in public. But oh my god, that felt so good. And his tongue was like, oh, so good. And at first I was kind of worried, because he has like such a cute, delicate face. I didn't want to like hurt his face. But like, he kept telling me to keep going, and like, I could grind my hips faster and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I guess he likes it at least a little bit. So I just kept doing it, and I was riding his face. Something I do remember, though, was like, he always kept his face clean shaven, but I think on that day he had like stubble, and it really tickled. It was like kind of distracting. Like the little hair on his face, like when it first grows in, it's like kind of spiky. I remember that. But anyways, it still felt good. So I still rode his face. And I don't think it came when I did it, but it doesn't matter, because it felt, like, fantastic. Like, he just knew exactly how to use his tongue on my clit. Like, I don't know where he learned that, but oh my god, it was, like, one of the best feelings I've had in my entire life. And he asked me if I wanted him to eat my ass, and I was like, whoa, because I'd never done that before. But then I was kind of like, why not? I mean, we're in a subway station. Like, how much more degenerate can we get, right? So I let him do it. And oh my god. I can't describe the feeling of getting your ass eaten. But it's so good. It's like such a unique feeling. And he just had like the best tongue ever. It just felt so good. I was like, oh my god. Like, I'm gonna die in the backseat of a car in a subway station from getting my ass ate so good. So yeah, he just used his magical tongue on my ass. And that was the first time I'd ever done that. But I really liked it. And to this day, I still really like it. So yeah. Okay, so now we move on to the actual sex part, which I need to get my dildo for, because it's going to be hot, so give me a second. Okay, so I remember, whenever we used to have sex, he would always only take his pants off. He never used to take his shirt off, which I understand, because he probably doesn't want to be totally naked in a subway parking lot, unlike degenerates like me. So he would never take his shirt off, but I didn't care. But he would always take his pants off, obviously, or else how are we gonna have sex? So he would take his pants off, and then he'd get a condom, because we always had safe sex, because unsafe sex is unsafe. And then I remember this time, he did kind of a different position, because we would normally just do doggy, which worked pretty well, but he would always get way too into it, and then he would always squish me in between the door and himself, and I'd have to remind him, like, you're squishing me. But anyways, this time what we did, and I remember we've only done this once, and then we tried to do it again, but for some reason it didn't work. But so he was sitting, obviously, in the backseat of the car, but he was kind of sitting at an angle, so like one of his legs was kind of dangling off the seat, and another one of his legs was still on the seat. But he was kind of like halfway off the seat so that there was room for me to come on top. And so I was on top. And then, as an aside, literally everything about him was so perfect. Like, even his dick was perfect, it wasn't anything crazy. He didn't have like a monster dick. It was like the most perfect average dick I've ever seen. It was like, it just looked pretty. And his body was, like, always super clean-shaven, so, like, his dick was always clean-shaven. It was just so pretty. So, anyways, I'm gonna get on to the sex part. And then I'll actually start fucking myself. I didn't want to do it too early, because I knew I was gonna come and ruin the whole thing, so I was just talking. But now we'll get on to the fun part. Okay, so he's sitting down, and I'm on top of him, and I slowly put his cock inside of me, but I always used to try and do it slow. He was so impatient, and this happened literally all the time. Whenever I tried to put his cock in slowly, he would always just move his hips, like he kind of couldn't wait, and then he would always just move his hips and then go in kind of too fast. It didn't hurt though, and I didn't really mind, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened this time too. I tried to sit down slowly, but then he just kind of started moving. And he never really talked a lot during sex. He never really used to talk. He was pretty quiet. But I didn't mind because he was so hot. And just, like, riding him and seeing him and seeing how hot he looked. And, like, just seeing on his face how much he liked it. I didn't really need him to say anything, you know what I mean? And so, even though we were in the backseat of a car and it was pretty cramped, it was kind of hot because, like, we kind of had to be really close to each other for the position we were in to work out. So it was just hot to, like, I don't know, be in his lap and, like, hear, like, the tiny sounds he'd make every so often, or just, like, hear how heavy he was breathing. And he would, like, throw his head back and, like, oh, it was so sexy. He would, like, throw his head back and, like, his mouth would be kind of open, but he wouldn't really be making a lot of sound. And, like, that image in my head is so fucking hot. And his hands would be on my hips, like, because he was kind of thrusting up into me. But I remember he was kind of messing it up because I was trying to do my own rhythm and he was trying to do his own thing. And it wasn't syncing up, so I remember I told him to stop moving. I told him to stop moving, because he was kind of messing up my rhythm. So then he kind of just lied there, like, stayed still. And then I started riding him again. I'm not gonna lie, he kind of looked like he was dying. Like, I think it just felt so good for him. He was just, like, on a completely different planet. But it was so hot to see him that way. So I didn't care that he wasn't, like, super verbal or, like, he didn't make a lot of sound during sex because I could just look at him and see how good he felt. And all the other sounds that were happening were hot, so it didn't matter. Like, hearing myself, and, like, I get really wet when I have sex, so hearing how wet I was and, like, the sound it would make every time I came down or, like, every time I moved my hips. And, like, another hot thing he would do was, like, every so often, he would just kind of lift up his shirt. I don't know, maybe he would get too hot and, like, overwhelmed. He, like, I don't know, felt like he needed to wear less clothing, so he would just lift his shirt up a little bit. And, like, I could see his stomach, and, like, oh, he was in such great shape, and that was so sexy. And every time he got really close, he would, like, kind of whisper a little bit, like, just, like, sounds and, like, swear words here and there. But, like I said, he didn't talk that much during sex, so when he made, like, those tiny little noises, it turned me on so much. But the thing is, when he would, like, finger me and stuff, he would talk a lot. I don't know if I mentioned that. He would talk a lot. He would, like, say all these dirty things and say, like, how wet I am and, like, how good my pussy feels around his fingers. Like, dirty stuff like that. And then as soon as we'd have sex, he'd, like, go mute. I think he just had a lot of confidence when he was doing things to me. And then when it came time to have sex, I think he just kind of got overwhelmed with the feeling. And he just, like, I don't know, maybe it was just so much for him, he couldn't really talk. But that's kind of a hot idea, I guess. He would kind of just, like, go mute and kind of just fuck me, I guess. Okay, anyways, I, like, really need to come. So I'm going to move a bit because right now I'm lying on my back. And I don't really like fapping in this position. I like doing it on my side. And coming on my side feels better. I don't know why. So I'm going to move. Give me a second. So I'm going to stop talking because nutting feels better when your brain is just kind of turned off. So I'm going to shut up. And I'm just going to think about the guy we've been talking about and how hot he was and how much I loved it when he fucked me. And I'm going to come in like 2 seconds and then I'll be back and I'll tell you the rest of the story. Oh my God, that felt good. Okay, I have to tell the rest of the story now. So, basically, even though we always had safe sex, he would never come inside of me. Like, he would never, even though we, even, whoa, wow, I'm horny brain, I can't form a sentence. Even though he would be wearing a condom anyways, he would never come inside of me. Even though he was wearing a condom. So he would always pull out and then take the condom off, and I would always finish him off with my mouth. So just imagine I get off from him and then he takes the condom off and I get on the floor of the car in between his legs. Then I put his dick in my mouth, and it would be so wet, and it would taste like him, and it would taste like me, and it was, like, so dirty and, like, hot. And so I'd suck his dick, and he really liked it when I'd use my mouth and my hand at the same time. That drove him crazy, and he'd come, like, super fast after that. So I'd do that, and then he'd come in my mouth, and he always came a lot. He had a lot of cum. So he'd come in my mouth and always swallow it. Even though swallowing nut kind of makes my stomach hurt, but I do it anyways for the greater good of being a degenerate. Then I would swallow it, and the look on his face after, when he was like recovering, would be just like pure bliss. And he just looked so happy and relaxed, and he looked so hot, just like lying there, like all come out, I guess. Like, he looked like he was on a different planet. It was really hot to see him that way. And then after, we would clean up and baby wipe everything and use a bunch of hand sanitizer. And then we'd put our clothes back on and he would drive me home. So yeah, that was one super hot story that I have with him. I have others, maybe I'll tell them, but this was the one that came to my mind today. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this, and yeah, I hope it was hot for you. So